The title of the sermon is, What is Worship? The last several series were very powerful, and I'm still thinking about them. Pastor Toby started with Hosanna. Pastor Rick then preached, He Rose to Rescue. And Pastor Kelly followed up with Easter every Sunday. Our new sermon series, which is a three-part message, is titled, What Worship Got to Do with It? The first is, what is worship, followed by, what is the purpose of worship, and lastly, what does worship do for me? And I have the privilege of preaching the first message. What is worship? If someone asked you what is worship, what would you say? Would you give them your definition of worship? Or would you tell them, we worship every Sunday at Glenville New Life Community Church, located at 711 East 105th, at either the 8:30 service or the 11:15 service. Come see for yourself. Right. Or maybe you would demonstrate the different forms of worship, such as bowing down, praying, lifting your hands, singing, praising, dancing, and clapping. And although all of these actions is a form of worship, understanding why we worship is important too.
Amen.
But before we continue, let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to thank you for your many blessings, for your love, your grace, and your mercy.
Yes.
We acknowledge that you are a holy and sovereign God. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you open our eyes, our minds, and our hearts to your word. Help us to see ourselves through your eyes, Lord. Our prayer today is that none leave the way they came in.
Yes, yes.
These things we pray in your wonderful Son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
What is worship? A.W. Tozer wrote a book on worship, and he made this observation about worship. Man was made to worship. God gave him a harp and said, Here, above all creatures, I made and created, I have given you the largest harp. I put more strings on your instrument, and I have given you a wider range than I have given to any other creature. You can worship me in a manner that no other creature can. That's amazing. And when he sinned, man took that instrument and threw it down in the mud, and there it lay for centuries, rusted, broken, and unstrung. Instead of playing the harp like the angels, man had become ego-centered, swears, laughs, and sings, but it's all without joy and without worship.
Yeah.
Worship is often the missing jewel in modern evangelism. We are organized, we work, we have our agendas, we have almost everything, but there's one thing that some churches lack, which is true worship.
Yeah.
We're not cultivating the art of worship.
Right.
It is the one shiny gem that is lost to many modern churches. At Glenville, our pastors do teach and preach how and why we are to worship God.
Yes.
However, I think we are guilty of having idols that have become first in our lives.
Yes.
They take up so much of our time, and we lose precious time we could be worshiping God. Let's reflect back on the Old Testament message and see what is not acceptable worship. It says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no gods before me. You shall not make yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For the Lord your God am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Wow, that's a powerful message. But showing love to thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandment. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. This passage gives us something to think about. God kept the promise he made to Abraham to bring the Israelites out of slavery after 400 years in Egypt. 400 years is a long time to live in a pagan society under the influence of Egyptian worship. Remember, Aaron made a calf for them to worship in the wilderness when they thought Moses was not returning. In addition, the Egyptians worshiped many gods, such as water, air, sun, cattle, just to name a few. I know it's hard to believe that people worship the things created by God rather than the Creator himself. In addition, God brought them out of pagan worship and needed to give them laws to bring them in submission to him, bring them back to him. We all understand rules and laws because our parents laid down the laws at home. Amen? There was no discussion. You had to keep those rules, and there were consequences.
Amen.
One was respect your parents' authority. Respect all adults. Say Mr. and Mrs. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. No, thank you. To be honest, to attend Sunday school and church. I went along with attending Sunday school, but I thought since I went to Sunday school and they didn't, they go to church and I wait for them to come home. But it didn't work that way. Remember, you represent the McLean family at all times. Those were just some of the rules. But just like the Israelites, we tend to worship things as well. Think about it. What do you worship? What are your idols? Is it cars, home, hobby, careers, position, organization, affiliation, our titles, which we all have many, hair, clothes, friends, or money? People have spaces in their home, garage, and even rent spaces for their precious collectibles.
Yes, yes.
Think about it. I know you know somebody whose house looks like a museum or a shrine. When you visit, you're afraid to sit down because your mere presence disturbs something in that precious house. You never feel comfortable. If you move for a minute, your plate or your drink is gone. And when you ask, you find out the plate and the glass was washed and back in the cabinet. They really worship that house.
Amen.
Clean is one thing, but this is obsessive.
That's right. Yeah.
God knows my house is not like that. But for me, my God or my idol is my family. One of the things I learned during the Daniel fast is that I worship my family. I put the whole family happiness above everything, even my own. My daughter has told me for years, but I couldn't see it. I leave home at 8 in the morning, return 8 or 9 at night. To this day, I have people that are mad at me because they thought I had a retirement party and didn't invite them. All my managers out of town, I'm still trying to make up to them, but I didn't have one. I was busy taking care of the family. I neglected my good friends. I was too tired to be a friend. My whole focus was taking care of the family. I sacrificed everything for their happiness. I was tired and there was no joy, but as long as the family was happy, that's all that matters.
Well.
Again, what is your idol? Let's continue with what God is telling us in Exodus. He said it's forbidden to worship even the true God by images. You see, an image is a teacher of lies. It insinuates to us that God has a body, whereas we're taught that he is an infinite spirit. It also forbids us to make image of God as if he were a man like us. Our religious worship must be governed by the power of faith and not by the power of imagination.
Yes, 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 yes.
God looks upon idolaters, haters of him. I'll repeat that. God looks upon idolaters as haters of him. Either you love the Lord or you hate him according to his word. Remember, he said he will punish the children for the sins of the parents to the third and fourth generation if they continue in the parents' way. The things we worship, we serve. The things we worship, we put our trust in. Saints, things and people will disappoint and abandon us. But God will never leave us or forsake us. We should put our trust in God, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Even Satan knew the importance of worship. What did Satan ask Jesus? To serve him? No. He asked him to bow down and worship him. Because he knew that worship, whatever you worship, you will serve. Worship is not about us, but about God. Giving him all honor, reverence, and praise by using our hearts, our soul, and our mind. We need to think, do we come to church to worship or to be entertained? Are we focused doing worship when having our needs met on Sunday instead of worshiping God? How many times have we left a worship service only to complain about any and everything? I didn't get anything out of the service. It didn't move me. I don't want to hear sermons about consequences. They might convict me. Just give me those that talk about God loves me. They never sing songs I like. They never mention my contribution to the church. Every Sunday, so-and-so walk past me and do not speak. We forget worship is not about us getting anything. It's about giving everything to God. We think our importance is more valuable than his presence. We no longer stand in awe of his glory because we think we have comprehend all there is to know about God. We care more about making people comfortable when we worship. We have to watch for and be aware of distractions that reduce God rather than exalt him. Satan is busy, and Satan is also at church. He knows the words better than most and will use anything and anyone to keep us from worshiping God.
Yes.
Satan has us watching and judging other people worship, thinking how long is this service going to last? My sermon is not going to last too much longer. What am I going to eat today? And third, everything else but focus on God, which is what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you wonder what God thinks of our worship?
Mm-hmm.
Now we understand what worship isn't. Let us look at what it is. This part was very hard for me to write because I cried a lot when I realized God only had a small part of me. Worship is what God commands us to do to honor him. Worship is not an option. It is not something we do once a week on Sunday. God commanded us to worship him. He said that's the first and greatest commandment. And worship is a deep, committed, reverent devotion and alliance to God. Reverence means a feeling of profound awe and respect because of his majesty and holiness. Worship is the ritual or ceremony by which this reverence is expressed. In Matthew, our New Testament scripture, it says, Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord our God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." This is the first and greatest commandment. But what does it mean to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind? For answers, I looked up the definitions of heart, soul, and mind. I discovered that God did not have all of me, and it reflects in the way I worship. The heart is the inner self that thinks, feels, and decides. The heart is that which is center to a person. Nearly all the references in the Bible of the heart in the Bible refers to some aspect of human personality. In the Bible, all emotions are experienced by the heart. Love and hate, joy and sorrow, peace and bitterness, courage and fear. Heart often means someone's true character or personality. Purity or evil, sincere or hardness, maturity or rebellious. God knows the heart of each person. Since people speak and act from their hearts, they are to guide them well. The most important duty of everyone is to love God with his whole heart. With the heart of a person believes in Christ and so experience both love from him and the presence of Christ in your heart. Let's look at soul. Soul has two distinct meanings. That which makes a person or animal alive. The Greek word for soul is translated as life. Secondly, soul also refers to the inner life of a person, the seat of emotions, and the center of human personality. The soul describes as the seat of emotions and desire, the desire for food, love, longing for God, rejoicing, knowing, and memory. Moving on, the mind is the part of a person that thinks and reasons. So you see, it's all of you that have to worship God. It's a lot more than just lifting our hands. Our love for God must be a sincere love, and not in word and tongue only. It must be a strong, intense love. It must be extraordinary, excellent love. We must love him more than anything else. The heart must be committed to love God. If we do not give all to God, then we cannot really worship him according to the New Testament. All our love is too little to bestow upon him, and therefore all the power of the soul must be engaged to him and carried out towards him. Thanksgiving comes from the heart. Thanking God must be a way of life.
Yes.
We thank him because we owe our very existence to him.
Yeah.
Our redemption is because of God's love for us.
Yes.
That he sent his son, his only son, to die for our sin. He laid down his life and took the penalty that we should have.
Yes. Yes.
This is the ultimate sacrifice, and all he asks is that we obey and worship him. We need to seek him, thank him, and worship him.
Yes.
Do anybody know the benediction that Pastor Rick gives on Sunday? I know Walter knows it. I beseech you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Pastor Rick is saying, give God all of yourself.
Yes.
I wish I could be more like the missionary Hudson Taylor, who made it a point to always be worshiping the Lord when the sun came up. Every morning, no matter how tired he was, Hudson Taylor spent time worshiping God. He said in his writing that the one thing that sustained him through all the difficulties he faced in China was the fact that in worshiping God, he found strength for a new day. Hudson Taylor knew God and he learned to trust him. Do we trust him? Do we give our lives to the Lord? Do we say to him, here is an instrument of worship and praise, and we want to be played consistently so you are honored and you get all the glory in everything we do, everything we say, everywhere we go, everything we think is an outpour of our love for you, an expression of our worship for you. Our bodies are instruments we use too to worship God. We clap our hands, we lift our hands in the sanctuary. We get on our knees and pray. We bow reverent and total submission. We lift our voice and sing and praise and sing to God. On the other hand, if you have not given your life to God, you're worshiping the unknown God every Sunday. We go through the motion of worship, but we miss the beauty of worship. God knows the heart and is not pleased with that type of worship.
Well,
we must develop a relationship with God, and that's the central thing in all my sermons. Knowing God for yourself is essential Because when you know him, you will worship and serve him.
Yes.
You will learn to serve him with all of you.
Yes.
Our purpose and passion should be to know God. Lack of knowledge of God is a cause of some Christians to be inconsistent between the walk and the talk of their faith.
Yeah.
And ineffective in prayer. For still others, inadequate knowledge of God accounts for the reluctant response to holy living and moral responsibility. We all have work to do. Amen? But how do we do this? First, we have to change our attitude.
Yes.
And accept our responsibility to worship a holy God.
Yes.
We must get to know him. We need to get up and have devotion to start our day.
Yes, yes.
We need to attend church to learn about an intimate relationship with God.
Yes.
We need Bible study to reinforce what we hear on Sunday and to fellowship with other Christians.
Yes, yes.
The Bible was given us so we might know Jesus and have the passion of Paul, who said at the end of his life that his reason for living was that he might know Jesus. Does your Bible reading and study time have that goal in mind, to know Jesus?
Yes.
Another form of worship is in song. Most people are familiar with worshiping through song. There are so many good hymns and songs that talk about God's character and his love for us. And they sung one of them today that I love so much, because of who you are.
Yes.
I give you glory. Because of who you are, I will give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. I love that song. I love Great is Thy Faithfulness, New Mercies I See Each Day. I love Say the Name, and Blessed Assurance has been mine since a little kid in Sunday school. And I know you have your favorites. And then, as I said before, this sermon has really made me examine myself. I am guilty of not giving my whole being to worship God. I have to admit that if I go to a sports event, I'm the loudest thing in the stadium arena. When we're playing football, I go to high school football with Rhonda, and the football players are playing, and when they're running, I'm running too on the sideline. Then I have to go sit back down, then I run again, then I'm running again. I shout, I scream, I high-five neighbors I know and those I don't. Everybody's my friend of the game. And if I'm playing a sport, I scream and holler louder than anyone else. But the excitement, number one, I'm very competitive. But not doing worship. This I must change. In the past, I felt like shouting, but I was too cool or too reserved to shout. My focus was on myself and not pleasing God. All my life I heard and read the scripture to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. But I don't think I really understood it, or I just heard part of it, the part I want to give to him, not giving him all. Now I have faith and know what true worship is. This was a painful journey, but I thank God for the journey. Without the pain, there's no gain.
Amen. Amen.
Remember that worshiping God is a commandment and not an option.
Yes.
It's something we do out of love for him, out of respect, out of honor for what he's done for us. Today, will you honor him above all else and try to leave him here in the building? Or if you don't honor him at all, you don't honor him. If you don't honor him at all time, you don't honor him at all.
Yes.
Let us join the 24 elders and the angels around the throne in heaven saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power.
Yes, yes.
For you created all things, and by your will, they exist and were created. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Yes.
The question today is, Are we going to continue to worship at work, work at our play, and play at worship? Amen. Let us close. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just come today and we just thank you that you love us enough for your son to die on the cross. We can never repay you for what you've done. But Lord, we hope that our worship is acceptable to you, Lord. We leave it all here today, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.